The Treasury Department labels China a currency manipulator.
The fact that it's an official designation now doesn't necessarily change too much.
And market turmoil leads to speculation that the Fed could cut rates two more times this year.
We have this sort of continuing feedback loop between trade and Federal Reserve action. And the danger is that it just keeps on happening.
Plus, Barney's files for bankruptcy. This is What's News from The Wall Street Journal. I'm Kim Gittleson. Let's get started. Now, before we get into why the Treasury Department labeled China a currency manipulator and the impact the designation had on markets, here's what you missed. According to police, the gunman who killed 9 and wounded at least 27 people in Dayton, Ohio, used an AR-15-style pistol in his attack. The gun is a smaller variation on the popular gun that's been used in many of the deadliest mass shootings. The police chief in Dayton, Richard Deal, called it problematic that the shooter could legally have had so many rounds of military-grade ammunition.
Can confirm that if all the magazines that were recovered from the suspect were completely full, and we have not had a chance to examine that. We just know we have magazines with bullets in them, but if all of those were completely at full capacity, including the loose rounds found on the ground near him, as well as in a backpack that he carried, he would have had a maximum of 250 rounds in his possession at the time.
Law enforcement officials say they believe it's the first time that an AR-style pistol has been used in a mass shooting. The gun was made by Anderson Manufacturing, a Kentucky-based gunmaker. The company said it was cooperating with the investigation and that the sale of the weapon complied with federal laws. And the luxury department store chain Barney's has filed for bankruptcy. Barney's said that as part of the Chapter 11 process, it would shut most of its locations. The company operates 13 department stores and 9 warehouse stores. According to its website, nearly 100 years ago in 1923, Barney Pressman pawned his wife's engagement ring in order to open the first Barney's in Manhattan. Now, our main story this morning. Global stocks continued to fall after the U.S. Treasury labeled China a currency manipulator. That's the first time it's done so since 1994. So to find out more about what's spooking investors, I rang up our markets reporter in Hong Kong, Steve Russolillo. So Steve, let's start with this Treasury designation. Why did the Treasury Department decide to label China a currency manipulator now?
The reason why now is because the Chinese yuan just dropped through a pretty critical level. The Chinese yuan is not a free-floating market, meaning that there is some intervention by the government. And for years, the government has sort of held this level of 7 to the dollar. It's a big round number, and it's a number that they have not let the yuan go past for years now, since the financial crisis. And on Monday, there was this big move in the currency markets, and the yuan pushed through that level. And so the thinking was the Chinese government is potentially trying to devalue its currency as a way to combat the increased tariffs that the U.S. are implementing in this ongoing trade dispute between the U.S. and China. And so as a result, President Trump and the U.S. Treasury officially designated China as a currency manipulator.
And I mean, what practical impact will this designation have?
So it's more of an official designation. It's something that people have kind of assumed and thought for a while. President Trump has been saying this ever since he was on the campaign trail before he was president. So the fact that it's an official designation now doesn't necessarily change too much. But what matters more, arguably, is the fact that this U.S.-China dispute is just getting worse and worse at this point. You see that President Trump last week threatened to extend tariffs to basically almost all Chinese imports. Then you have this move in the yuan as a way for China to kind of counteract what Trump is saying. Then you have Trump and the U.S. Treasury officially designating China as a currency manipulator. You add it all together, and it just shows that if there was any hope for a trade agreement in the near future, that hope is either completely gone or it's almost gone. And I think that now the thinking amongst investors is that this is going to drag on for even longer than what people previously anticipated.
So what's been the investor reaction to this?
So you saw in the U.S. stock markets that stocks fell 3% on Monday. It was the biggest drop of the year. It followed selling in Asia and Europe as well. The Chinese markets are down again on Tuesday. And so if you look at the big picture, at least in the U.S. now, the S&P 500 is down 6 days in a row. It's off about 6% during that span. It's still up 13% for the year. That is still a really incredible year. So again, this potentially could be a buying opportunity. But that said, though, I think that there is a lot of concern in the market about what happens next, especially since a lot of those year-to-date gains are predicated on the fact that people thought that a deal was going to happen sooner than later, and now it doesn't appear like that is actually going to happen.
And what's China's response been?
In addition to the currency move, Beijing said that Chinese companies are going to suspend purchases of U.S. agricultural products. And, you know, the government has also not ruled out the fact that they could put tariffs on U.S. farm goods purchased after August 3rd. So, again, just more retaliation from China. And things really just keep escalating here. And at a point where, you know, it just pretty recently, we kind of thought that maybe that there would be a deal sooner than later. That is certainly not happening right now.
You can find our full coverage of global markets up on WSJ.com. We'll stick with markets now, but turn to the Fed. The Journal's Heard on the Street team feels that the market sell-off now makes an additional interest rate cut very likely this year. Columnist Justin Lehart says that could be problematic.
We have this sort of continuing feedback loop between trade and Federal Reserve action. And the danger is that it just keeps on happening, that the Fed is basically enabling the trade war. Now, the Fed's job isn't trade policy and isn't there to police trade policy or to pass judgment on what the U.S. government is doing. So its job is to support the economy. And that's what it's going to keep on doing. It's just that we're in a perilous time right now where it could be continually cutting rates to prop things up, and then there's not any more rate to cut.
And now the SCED. Here's what else we're paying attention to today. Disney will report its earnings after the bell. From New York, Mike Westhorn has more on what investors are expecting.
Investors will want to closely look at, say, with Disney first, just how that company's been doing with its Disney Plus streaming subscription plan. Right now, estimates are expected. They're expected to post earnings growth and sales growth in both those areas and sort of its broader business. And a lot of that's being credited to the park and studio business, just the strength that they've seen there. In fact, Disney's just been one of the stronger stocks in the S&P 500 this year, and it's one of the top 10 contributors to its total gain so far. So investors have really been excited about what they've seen so far, and I think second quarter earnings are going to be, for at least some investors, confirmation of just of a lot of the positives they've seen come out of Disney so far this year.
And the country's two largest newspaper chains agreed to combine their businesses in a roughly $1.4 billion deal. New Media Investment Group, which is the parent of Gatehouse Media, has 400 papers and a total circulation of 4.29 million. It's buying Gannett, which has 215 titles, including USA Today, and a circulation of 4.32 million. We Write the Deal will test whether a new local news colossus, yes, we use the word colossus, can better compete with the likes of Facebook and Google for advertising dollars. More than 2,100 newspapers have closed since 2004, according to a UNC study. Finally, if you live in the South, watch where you step. Venomous snake bites are on the rise in the region, with North Carolina, Georgia, and Texas on track to set records. What's behind the increase? Well, poison control workers blamed rapid urbanization as new neighborhoods spring up in what was formerly forest or farmland, and last winter's record-setting rainfall. Just in case you're curious, copperheads are responsible for the majority of the bites. That's what's news from the Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.